Well, hello, my friend. Welcome to Breakout with Sergio. In this episode, I want to talk to you about protecting yourself against harmful chemicals in your art materials. All right, my friend. Super happy to be here in another episode of Breakout with Sergio. We are here in my studio, in one corner of my studio where I get really messy. And today in this episode, I want to talk about the dangers of, you know, touching and managing the materials that may be in your art, you know, in your art studio, which is something that I didn't think about for many years. You see, I went to art school and, you know, I've always been in touch with the materials, something that I love to do as an artist. My process is all layer based, so you can see some work that I'm working behind me. Here's another piece that I'm working on. And so it's layered, and I work layer upon layer upon layers, hundreds of layers, in order to create one work. You know, these layers may include, you know, all kinds of materials like charcoal and paint, house paint, acrylic, sometimes oil sticks, a little bit of oil sometimes, mostly acrylic base. But, you know, I like also to mix sometimes non-traditional paints or materials that I just find in the hardware store. And that's how I build my layering. Now, for many years as an art student, I didn't think too much about, you know, protecting myself from the chemicals that are, you know, in the paint or in the materials that I'm using. But, you know, as I get older, I have think about it a lot. And it's something that, you know, I think is very important to talk about, protecting yourself, you know, when you are working, when you are in contact with all these materials. Because you got to think about that all this paint that we use, you know, has chemicals that your body, your skin absorbs as you come in touch with it, particularly on a regular basis, right? So as an artist, you gotta think about, you know, what are the things that you need to do in order to protect yourself, your health for the long run. You may not feel, you know, much of a difference right now, perhaps as you are working, but you gotta think about 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, you know, will there be an impact in your health because you're not protecting yourself? And, you know, paint could have lead, could have cadmium, could have mercury, could have all kinds of chemicals that are known to be harmful for your health. Now, there are also more kind of environmentally friendly materials out there that you can look at and that you can purchase and so forth and use in your studio. Now, particularly for those of you who use resin, you know, as you know, resin is quite toxic. So if you're using resin, if you're using wax, if you're using any material that creates fumes, if you're using oil paints, you gotta have good ventilation also, because all that stuff, you're breathing it in and out every day, all the time. Again, you might think, oh, it's no big deal. You know, it will be fine, Sergio, and maybe it will be fine, but it may not. And you don't wanna be the one, you know, many years from now saying, I wish, you know, I had taken more care of my body while I was in the studio, you know, creating the work, because my body absorbed all these kind of chemicals, all these materials who you never know what kind of can cause in the long-term effect that they can cause on you. So my friend, that's why in this kind of short episode, I wanted to remind you about that. Health is important for the life of the artist. We gotta be healthy in order to be productive, to be effective in the things that we do. And protecting yourself, you know, is the least thing you can do. It's something super easy. You know, for me, I just go to the hardware store, buy these cheap gloves that I use, or sometimes I use the other tighter knit gloves, depends on what I'm doing. And it just protects my hands from, you know, the chemicals that are on the paint, you know, as I'm working in the studio. Now, I know sometimes it's kind of hard, it's difficult, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, well, I'm looking for my health. I'm also looking for the long term. I want to be around for a while, hopefully, and be able to make it work for a while. And so that is important, right? I need to take care of myself now so that, you know, that happens. So I wanted to remind you of that. You know, if you need ventilation in your studio, maybe right now you are not in the ideal place. Maybe you have a small corner at home and you're working with toxic materials like oil and things that have fumes and things like that, and caustic and so on. You know, find a way to ventilate your space. Find a way to ventilate your space, or to take breaks so that you can breathe fresh air. I mean, I don't know. You know, you gotta find ways to do it right. Maybe find another medium for a while, just so that you can take care of your health as well and prevent against some future problems. So things that you can do, you know, find ventilation, protect your hands, protect your breathing if you are doing things that have, you know, that produce, you know, smells, that produce, you know, things that get in the air, particles that get in the air, sometimes even cutting, acrylic, you know, all that stuff gets in your skin, gets in your breathing, gets in your lungs, you know, all that stuff. But those of you who work with kind of non-traditional materials as well, gotta protect yourself. So hope you enjoyed this super, super short episode. I gotta get back to work, so I gotta keep putting more and more layers on these babies right behind me. So I hope you have an amazing day in your studio. Let me know in the comments right under this video. Let me know how are you protecting yourself in the studio, or maybe if you have some tips that you wanna share with other artists, please be kind, be part of the community, and share your thoughts, your ideas, and I would really appreciate that. Also, if you share this episode with a friend, and don't forget, follow me on Instagram as Hugo Gomez Projects. And if you want to check out all the resources that we have for your art career, go to www.theartistnextlevel.com. Goodbye, my friends.